Okay. So, good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Get Started with YL, or Getting Started Right with YL. This is Jill Taylor's weekly team call. And before I get started a little, before I bring Jill on the call, I just want to wish everyone a very, very happy new year. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be here on the call with us. Jill is amazingly skilled at being able to help people move forward powerfully with their businesses. She has been with Young Living for at least 14 years that I can count. And we are so very grateful that she is here with us to teach us, to guide us, and to help us, you know, share the benefits of these magnificent oils with everyone that we come in contact with, and also to prosper from this amazing business opportunity that we have. So with no further ado, Jill, I'm going to bring you on the line.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you so much. Thank you once again for your extraordinary partnership and support and inspiration in these weekly calls that we're doing, our Start Well with YL calls, and super excited to have all of you on the line with us tonight. And very excited for the fact that this is our first call in the new year in 2012. And I've had conversations with many of my friends over the last month or two or so, and you all may have been doing similar kinds of things with on the topic of the 2011 that has gone by. There have been some wonderful things that have happened, I believe, for many of us in our lives, and there possibly have been some challenges along the way also in 2011. So the things that have been the challenges and struggles, I'm just praying that we are letting go of the old and bringing in the new right now in the new year, and that this year is going to be a profoundly transformational year for all of us and all of our family members and loved ones. And I'm just believing, I'm believing God for that. And so very excited to get started and look at ways that I can share with you, that Rose and anyone else of our, we've got wonderful leaders on this call also, can share with you and contribute to each of our successes and helping each other succeed and move forward and have just a record breakthrough year this year in how we do our lives. Rose has very graciously put together a little bit of a format for us today that she and I are going to talk about in terms of what's a great way to get started with this new year for all of us, that we really start off on a strong, very confident, very success-minded note, you know, just for getting started with this new year. And one of the topics that we've talked about in that is the importance of, first of all, taking 100% responsibility for everything in our lives. When we do that, and we get focused on those things that we are responsible for in our lives, we can expect great changes in our lives in a positive direction, and we can focus on the results that we truly desire in our lives. This is a time of year that I think that I invite all of us to reflect on what we've done in the past and the results that we've had in the past and what things we choose to improve on. You know, there's some questions to be asked of what we choose to accomplish. Asking myself, as far as the past year, for example, what were my wins? Have any of you asked that of yourselves? What didn't work out the way that I wanted it to? What did I do to create that result? How could I change my response to have gotten a better result? And what were the lessons I learned that I can take to move forward? So those lessons can help us find the answers to moving forward and achieving those things that we choose to accomplish and having our heart's desires in our lives. I believe this is a year for believing that we are worthy and we are deserving. I just believe that we're all God's children and that God really wants us to have our heart's desires and he wants the best for us. And when we equip ourselves with knowledge, you know, it says there's a place in the Bible that says knowledge is power. And when we remember that and we equip ourselves with dedication and diligence and study and going forward and implementing the things that we learn, there's so much that we can accomplish. Rose, if there's anything where I'm getting started here of a direction you'd like to jump in with, you know, that's a starting place, I believe, for me right now. If there's anything that you choose to bring in right now, feel free to jump in. If you'd like me to go a little longer, Rose, that's fine too.
No, I think I actually just want to, excuse me, pop in and say one thing about taking 100% responsibility for everything in your life. A lot of folks get caught up in the blame game. You know, they talk about it happened because of Wall Street. It happened because of somebody else. It happened because my boss is crazy. It happened because my kids didn't clean out the refrigerator. It happened because the plumber didn't show up on time. There, you know, when you forecast out like that, I think that what you do is you dilute your personal power. And the seat where I see it for success rests with me taking 100% responsibility for everything, regardless of whether it looks like someone else may have contributed to that or not. The one thing, you know, I can't change anybody else's behavior. I can't change anything that Wall Street did. I can't change what the president is doing. The only thing that I personally can change is how I look at those things and how I react to them.
Exactly.
And for me, taking a look at, do I have a negative response to the fact that the Wall Street guys, you know, looted and pillaged everyone's retirement accounts? I have a reaction to that. It makes me a little bit angry, but what can I do about it? Absolutely nothing. But what can I do? I can find ways to replenish what I lost. I can find ways to help other people replace what they've lost. I can be very proactive rather than reactive. And, you know, anytime that I have an emotional response to something that's not, you know, filled with joy and filled, you know, with the love of God in it, I have to take a look at that. And I say to myself, okay, I'm getting ready to put this out to someone else, and I need to not do that. So what can I do right now to turn this bad conversation into a great conversation that's going to forward me, going to forward my life, going to keep me whole and in integrity, and it's also going to help other people? And I think that, you know, just by doing that for myself, I've been able to flip the switch on a lot of pretty yucky stuff that's been showing up all over the place. So maybe that's, you know, something that can help someone else, Jill. Hello?
Hello?
Rose, are you there?
I am. What happened to you, Jill?
Okay. I apologize. There was a call coming in twice. I thought it was somebody having trouble getting on the call, so I flipped over to her.
Okay.
I apologize.
I've been silent.
No, that's okay. I was just like, oh, no, did we lose her again? Because I remember the last call that we did, you fell off. I was
like,
oh, we're going to have to rescue her. We're going to have to rescue her.
So where did you end up, Rose? I apologize.
Well, no, that's okay. What I just said was that, you know, it's really important for me, and I don't know if this resonates with anyone else or not, but if I can find a way, regardless of whatever's going on, to find something that I can be proactive about, you know, can I help myself move forward? Can I do something for someone else that's going to help them move forward? You know, regardless of whether it's grocery shopping or building a business, you know, they're all one and the same. You get to choose how you respond to something, and the response a lot of time determines what the outcome is going to be. And so if anyone has anything to comment about that, I would love to hear it. And, you know, let's create a great conversation around all of this today.
Mm-hmm. So shall we open the lines for a moment, see if anyone has something they'd like to say? Okay.
So everybody can speak when they want to.
I have a question and a problem. Because I'm also an RN, I use my product in wound care. And I have a particular person I've been using frankincense with for quite a while, indicating I would like them to buy it because it is helping with their problem. And how can I'm giving all my products away. If it's lavender or whatever it is, how can I move forward? It has worked a few times in the suggestion of them buying, but I need more of it. Is there any suggestions?
So in the situation with this person, Susan, they come into
or
you
any
for a
any person. No,
can we use
I am an RN with, and I do home care.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And so you've applied frankincense on this person. This is for wound care, you said?
Yes, this particular person, yes.
Uh-huh.
Because that is what is needed. Multiple
okay.
times and suggesting heavily they need to purchase it for $92.
And
I want to be careful because you know, since it's my job, they don't need to buy it. And I don't need to use my product, but it's helping them and they know it.
Okay. Can you take your frankincense and put it in a sample bottle, the little 5/8, the little brown
yes.
bottles you can get from Young Living, and can you sell a small amount at a time to that person?
And try it. Oh, I could do that. And then get some money out of it rather than
right.
lose it.
Mm-hmm. Right. People are often more likely to invest a smaller
small
dollar amount.
Rather than.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Perfect.
Does that help?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Thanks for your question, Susan. Anyone else? So I have a question for all of you. You know, we hear every year, the beginning of the year, that it's a really good idea to write out our intentions and goals for that year. Anyone like to speak up and say that, hey, I've done it and I'm excited that I put these down on paper?
I have.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Give me some suggestions for the holiday. My family, which lives away, I did a lot of thieves, and I got very negative response to thieves' toothpaste from them all. How can I get them as excited as I am and what the product does and to use all this stuff?
What was their response? They didn't like the taste of it, Susan?
That was the one in Germany. All of them, I would say, are not using any of the essential oils or any of the thieves' toothpaste or mouthwash.
Did you just give them some as gifts at the holidays?
Yes, and I sent all of the books, and I've talked about it.
Uh huh.
But no, it's all negative. Like
did
it's
they,
all a waste.
Were they asking you for help with specific things?
No. No.
Okay. So that's what I would do differently, Susan, is I would get in conversations with the people that I'm excited to share the products with, is I would get in conversation with them and I would find out what's going on in their lives and I would find out what, you know, what they're concerned about. You know, if it's somebody that's got some things going on with their gums, for example, then that would be a good, to me, an opportunity to say, you know what, we've got this thieves toothpaste with this this line of products that I use that has just been extraordinary, you know, and tell them a story either my own or someone else's about that, that where it's really done some remarkable things. If they have a problem with that, and that has come out in a conversation where I've been asking them questions about what's going on in their life, how are you doing, you know, how have you been feeling lately, you know, just in the course of just that type of conversation when I'm with family and just finding out what's going on with them, you know, that's a place where I can find out what their needs are. And if they don't express any needs or they say everything's great, everything's fine, then I'm more likely to not say that much about the oils and products. But you know what, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be using my products around them. Like, for example, I might get a cup of hot water after the family meal and put a drop of peppermint in it. And right away, people are going to smell that. I don't have to say anything. They're going to the aroma of the peppermint is it's very obvious, and usually people ask questions. Wow, what was that? Wow, that smells really good. Wow, my sinus has just opened up. And so things like that can stimulate conversation. Or I might reach for my Valor. I might rub some on the back of my neck, and people start smelling that. So why are you putting that on your neck? Well, my neck sometimes gets a little tense. You know, I've been sitting in the car for 8 hours driving here, or whatever the case is. You know, I've been on my computer a lot today. And I just love this oil blend called Valor that really relaxes my muscles, and it just makes me feel so much better. That's how I'm going to talk to people like family and friends, Susan. And then when they say, well, gosh, well, you know, that sounds really neat. I get this pain in my neck all the time, or gosh, I get headaches all the time. Well, I've got this peppermint here. Let's, you know, are you having a headache right now? Okay, what's the pain level of your headache on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, 10 being the worst. What's the pain level right now? Well, if you'd like, we can put a drop of peppermint on, because this is amazing for headaches. And I would, you know, I would help them have experiences if it related to something that was going on with them. If they weren't sharing anything that was going on with them, I personally would pretty much leave it alone. And I would just use my oils and products and then allow people to ask me questions. And if they don't, then I just allow them to, you know, they make their own choices.
Go back to the peppermint, and I've done that on a particular person with a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do a follow-up at another meeting and say, how did you like it? What did you think about it?
If they didn't ask you right then, hey, how can I get some of this peppermint? I would invite them to something, a get-together with a couple people and say, hey, Susie, I'm having a couple friends over for tea, and we're gonna share some information about, you remember that peppermint that we put on you that took care of your headache so quickly? Well, we're just going to share a little bit more information about the peppermint, a few other oils, and, you know, I'd love to have you join us because it's just going to be really interesting, and, you know, we'll get to play with some more of these oils and, you know, just talk about them some more and learn.
Wow. Get together. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm the only one talking, tomorrow a friend from church had ant bites. Terrific. And she did the unusual of popping all of these blisters. And so it's pretty severe, but it's old enough. I'm going in with lavender, and Flora was kind enough to send all the literature on brown recluse. So I copied that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to use purification and frankincense afterwards. And I think there's a marjoram maybe. And I will have it in my business. Is that a good way to start with? It must be all over her body, from her arms, around her neck, and all around her legs. And
right.
Red. And she's probably infected, but has been to the doctor. So I'm doing the after.
Okay.
So I think if I just start with lavender and then add those other oils.
Well, if you think there's infection, I'd be using a purification.
That's why, I've thrown that in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw it today, and there's redness around each one of these, and there must be hundreds of them.
Uh-huh. Now, is this another home care person?
No, this is a church person. in conversation yesterday. Yeah, I'm selling her lavender, but I will put on everything else.
Okay, you're going to gift her with the other ones?
Yeah, I'll just use it for this application to see what's going to work and sell her lavender and the oil.
Okay.
Four times a day.
Mhm. And so it sounds like you've got it figured out. What's your question in this?
Yeah, am I approaching this, the ant bites correctly? Lavender and purification and frankincense.
I believe Sue's on the call, and Sue sent out a great article on the Barrow and Recluse, which is, I think, the one that you're referencing.
Yeah, that's what I'm referencing, and that's what I'm going to show this lady and use.
Right. I would absolutely say, hey, I'd like you to take a look at this article. This is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to approach it.
Right. And then I would say, I can get you some of this oil if you'd like it. And then if she says yes, then you just tell her how much it is and sell it to her.
Yeah,
whoever's talking.
Susan, are you still there?
Hello.
Okay.
Susan's
that's better.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever had to fix that. Okay. You were saying, Susan?
No, I'm just saying I'm here. Is Sue still on the line?
Sue, are you on the line?
There is someone with an 813 number that I just had to mute out because that's where the noise was coming from.
It's Sue.
Yeah.
She's got some kind of interference in her phone.
So I just muted the line back out again.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Susan, it sounds like you're going in the right direction with this, though, from what you've told me.
I have so much product, and I'm not selling, and I'm just going to have to push it, I guess.
Well, I personally would think of ways I could bless people, knowledge of these oils and what they can do to benefit them. And
that's what I do, and I'm getting nowhere. I bought a lot of thieves because this is a season, and it's not working. Talk about it, and the person who...
Somebody just jumped on. Is that you, Sue?
It's Julie. I wondered if you had looked on testimonials to maybe share some of those folks.
And just look up under Young Living Testimonial.
Was thinking you knew about that, Susan. It's called oil-testimonials.com, the website. I thought you knew about
oil
that.
Oil what?
Oil-testimonials.com.
Okay. Okay.
And
yeah, And that's how I did my presentation this month on frankincense and myrrh, all those testimonies that you gave on Queen Esther and whatever, and then when you say the price, nobody wants it. But your suggestion of the small bottles, maybe that's what I'll go for.
I would work with that for a while till people get more familiar with the oils. And then later they're going to want to buy larger bottles. And
that's
helping them
problem,
understand. Mate. Oh, go ahead. You there? Are you still there?
Hi, Jill. I'm back on.
Okay. Susan, did you have a
direct? It was muted and I couldn't get it unmuted.
Okay. Yeah, there was some kind of interference coming through your line.
Okay, yeah. So what was the question?
Susan, what was your question of Sue?
I've been doing all the talking. You guys have been giving me good ideas. Use the small bottles and use the testimonials, which I do. And then you're saying have parties of...
Are you just looking for ways to get people to want to use them?
Yes.
Sometimes if what you're doing is not working, then you need to change. So, and I know you're there active at church. Sometimes I just share it with the people there at church, and they, like I've had two people this morning come up and ask me about doing a class with them. I think letting them know that you can do classes or that you'll be willing to come and share with them at home, their home, if they just have a friend or two come over. Have a definite...
That's the way to do that.
Yeah. Have a definite thing that you want to share with them. And sometimes if you just have a paper or two that you can leave with them that gives them information, they can look back at it, and have a sheet that gives all the information about how to order if they don't do it at the time you're there with them. I just plant seeds all over the place.
Okay.
And sometimes
right,
it's very frustrating at the beginning because, you know, it takes a while to get the seeds to start growing and doing anything, but you just keep planting, and eventually it starts just kind of snowballing and coming to fruition for you. So it's just a matter of time, you know, putting the time in and making your name be known out there.
Right.
Okay, because,
really
yes, I am very frustrated.
Well, don't be. I mean, I know it can be, but just keep going. Keep plugging in because it all comes together eventually.
It does. It truly does. Those are good suggestions, mm-hmm. Sue. And it's just, Susan, it's continuing to be excited about what these products are,
mm-hmm.
and finding those ways that you can bless people with them. And you don't have to give away your whole bottles of them. You can put a drop
mm-hmm.
or two on them. And then ask them, would you like to know how to get some of this? And then either sell them a bottle that you have or order a bottle for them or sell them a small bottle, any of those things. Like Sue's saying, there's different ways you can do it, planting seeds, getting them an experience, helping them get information of how they can understand these better, because a lot of people in the beginning, they're just not sure what oils are all about and how to use them and, you know, what they're going to do for them, and helping them understand that, helping them know about the pocket reference book, and helping them know about oil-testimonials.com, all those things, and being excited about those things. Look at this story here. Oh, my gosh, look at this person. You know, like the Brown Recluse story, that's a profound story. It's got the pictures and everything. You know, that's a devastating thing where that your skin and tissue is just eaten away from this spider bite, and these oils can help heal that. Oh, my gosh, you know.
I've treated all of that, but always with medicine and IVs.
Right.
So I do understand that. So yeah.
Mhm. So a lot of it has to do with the excitement and the belief in the products too, that gets people excited of wanting to say, "Well, gosh, you know, how can I get some of that?"
Mhm. Jill, can I interject something over here, please?
Please, Rose.
I'm just thinking that if, you know, the price thing comes up as an objection, the easiest way to deal with that is not to have it as an objection. And so if you do a presentation with, you know, a whole bunch of different oils, you could get those beautiful little bottles and put like 10 little drops in there and say, you know, something before you purchase, you know, mm-hmm. an entire bottle of this product, I would love for you to try this, so that you are making a good decision for yourself and that I know that I can serve you well. What I have are some very small bottles over here, and I can sell this bottle to you for, you know, $5 or $7 or something so that you can get a feel whether this is going to be something that you want to include in your life. And if it is, I can help you order a bigger bottle. And if it's not, then, you know, you're not out a whole lot of cash, and I know that, you know, you've done your due diligence. So that part of the, you know, process has been well explored.
Right. That's when I was telling
you.
What's that?
Yeah. That I'm going to do is a small bottles.
Right.
Yeah. I have gotten those little bottles that have the cap on them with a little hook on the side. I can't think what you call those, little sample bottles.
The little perfume vials, the little glass ones, those
yes.
little tiny ones.
And then I also have a sheet of how different uses for those different oils. Like I've handed
mm-hmm.
out lavender and peppermint. And I've had people use those. One of the girls had a peppermint, went to a seminar, had a very upset stomach, and she remembered that it could be used for indigestion. She used that, and that started her on her journey. So those little things, I mean, those little vials can maybe use 8-10 drops in them, and I give those away as samples to introduce them and with, give a whole sheet of suggested uses for them. That was just one way I started out doing that.
Sure. That's another helpful thing, too. That's a good suggestion.
And when they're those are gone, that's when they need to buy more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that.
Exactly.
Have your business card on it, too.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Good question, Susan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else that has questions or comments?
I guess I have a question. I wonder if anyone else has had an experience in using lavender oil where it broke out on your skin. I've used it a lot over the time, but I used it on a spot where it had perspiration, and the next day it was really broken out, so I didn't know if that was what caused it or if it just was a buildup of using it for several days.
Hey, and who's on the call? What's your name?
Julie.
Oh, hi, Julie. Is this yourself that you're speaking of?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever used antiperspirant?
Oh, not for quite some time.
But you have in your life, correct? You have
yes.
in your life, correct? That can actually
yes.
be a releasing of the chemicals from the antiperspirant. Mm-hmm.
Toxins from hand lotions, soaps,
mm-hmm.
detergents, all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yep. Any of those things can, we can sometimes see a reaction like that with the oils. So it's just your body just releasing those things. So it's a good thing, actually. You may have to back off of that particular oil for a little while and then come back to it gradually if it gets real intense.
Yeah.
But,
I was actually using, I have the third edition of the desk reference, and I have had skin cancer on my shoulder, and I was putting lavender and frankincense on 3 to 5 times a day before I went back to the dermatologist to be cut on again. And I was really hoping that it was helping, and then all of a sudden the area got all broken out, so I had to stop using it for a couple of days, and then it was time for my appointment. And then when I went in, the doctor said, well, I can tell you there's definitely still skin cancer cells here. So I was really disappointed that it didn't work, and maybe it needed more time to work, but anyway.
More time.
Right.
Skin cancer takes a while to develop and come out, so it's going to take a while to deal with it.
Right. And you, were you just using the lavender for it, Julie?
And frankincense.
And frankincense, okay.
And I switched over to diluted thyme oil for a while after looking on the oil testimonials. I switched to thyme just for a couple of days because it was really breaking out the area. So I went back to the lavender and frankincense. But it was about, maybe 3 weeks that I was trying that.
Mm-hmm. As Sue said, it can take some time, definitely. And I did just hear of a story of sandalwood on some a gentleman with pretty much a bald on top with some skin cancer spots on the top of his head. The sandalwood actually completely dissolved those spots.
Oh.
So that was just the story I got recently, personally.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that, so I couldn't use it, but that was mentioned in the list as well.
Uh-huh, right.
And myrrh is also listed for skin cancer.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Myrrh.
Oh, myrrh, okay.
I have a book on essential oil cancer research, and lemongrass is listed as 92.1%. It's the highest oil ranking for skin cancer.
Is
for
that
breast cancer.
Yeah.
We haven't seen stories yet on lemongrass, have we? As far as the oil,
no.
That's just a month.
There's so much with lemongrass.
Okay. That's good to know, too.
What's the story you have with it?
No, she was reading it from a book.
Yeah.
It's just a report of some research.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that I really haven't seen, I don't recall any testimonials on the lemongrass. It's interesting. This book is, this research is speaking of that. That's great to know.
Huh.
Hmm.
Citrus oils are good for the anti-tumoral activity. So orange, grapefruit, tangerine, those kinds of oils are good for anti-tumoral activity.
Mm-hmm. Plus your frankincense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's one other one.
So did we give you enough information, Julie, to help you with that? Oh, I had one other thing, though, actually, on the rash you're getting that may be related to chemicals, the antiperspirant things, is a serious liver cleanse would be a really good idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say serious liver cleanse, for those of you that are newer, Young Living has several products that really support the liver, really in a beautiful way. I apologize. I think someone was announcing their name, and I didn't get the name. I apologize. Who was that, please?
Faye Zdanowicz.
Faye.
Oh, hi, Faye.
Yes.
Hi, Faye. Welcome. Okay, so what I was saying, Julie, is, there's several, and I'm saying this to everyone, there are several products that really support the liver that Dr. Young and the product developers at Young Living have developed. And they range from a product called Juva Power to another product called Juva Spice. There's two oil blends. One is called Juva Flex. The other is called Juva Cleanse. There is, whenever we do a liver cleanse, it's good to combine the liver cleanse with the cleansing trio products, which include Detoxzyme, Comfort Tone, and ICP. And there's also a very strong liver support product called Juvatone. It's a supplement. So those are many things that can be looked at for being serious about taking care of our livers, because the truth is, really the vast majority of people don't pay any attention to their livers and our livers, they affect so many areas of our body, and they're very, very important in terms of taking care of them. They hold all those toxins and things that we've been exposed to, the chemicals and such things. So there's a point where that liver just gets overburdened with all the chemicals that we're exposed to in the products that we use and things in the foods that we eat, to the environment we're around, you know, cleaning chemicals, everything. So liver cleansing, liver support is extremely important. And as I said, there's a long list of choices there. In reference to the two oil blends, the Juva Flex and the Juva Cleanse, Juva Flex traditionally with Young Living has been one that has been more used as topically on our liver when we're going through a liver cleanse, whereas the Juva the Juva Cleanse is one that we take in capsules. And it's very cleansing to the liver. When it was first tested at the Young Living Clinic when it was in Utah, they were testing it on the staff members, and they became very excited with the results when they looked at the blood results with people that were testing this product. They were finding that it was chelating the blood, in other words, cleaning up the blood more effectively than IV chelation. So Juva Cleansing capsules are very, very powerful for the liver. And that would be wonderful in combination with some of these other products, the Juva Power, the Juva Tone, the Juva Flex, and then, as I said, the Cleansing Trio. So those are all really, really important to look at. And I highly recommend that if you haven't cleansed your liver in the past, I highly recommend doing it as soon as you get an opportunity to do that and to be doing that at least once a year. What's that?
For cash, what would you recommend starting with?
The connection's bleeping in and out a little bit. I think you said, what would you recommend starting with?
Yes.
Was that the question? Okay.
Yes.
What I would recommend starting with is I would start with probably 30 days worth of the cleansing trio, and I would get just things moving in terms of my intestinal health, because that's the liver is connected to all of that, and whatever we're going to dump from the liver has to, it leaves our body through the intestines. And so I would start with getting myself cleansed, just an intestinal cleansing with the cleansing trio. And then from there, I would continue on that cleansing trio. Because what's great about these cleanses that I'm speaking of is they're not cleanses where you change your eating patterns. You can do whatever you're doing already with your eating patterns. And still then you just take these supplements in addition to what you're already doing daily. So it's fairly easy to implement. And then I would continue with, I would begin using Juva Power, and actually that could, you could start using that at any time. Juva Power is ground, a lot of ground up really liver supportive foods. So it's actually a food that when I take it in tablespoons, because I like the taste of it. And I just take a big tablespoon and then I drink water right after it. Or I'll sometimes sprinkle it on foods. I can sprinkle it on a salad or a baked potato or scrambled eggs or stir fry, anything like that, because it actually has a flavor to it. And then what they did is they took the Juva Power and they ground it down finer, so it has just a finer texture, like a spice that you would season your food with, and they put a little cayenne in there, so it's a little bit spicy. Again, this is very, very supportive to the liver, so I can start flavoring my foods with Juva Spice also, especially if I like a little bit of a spicy taste to my foods. So both of those are wonderful, and we can think of those in terms of the cost of things like this too, because we're always looking for how can we be economical and work within our budget, things like that. If I start using Juva Power and I take a couple items out of my regular grocery bill, you know, and some Juva Spice and things like that, and I buy less on my grocery list this month or whatever, then I'm justifying that I've just brought some other foods that are very, you know, highly nutritious, highly supportive to my liver, and I didn't have to go find extra money in my budget, okay? That's just a thought in terms of thinking of two of those as food and just replacing what I'd have in my grocery budget with these foods that are much superior to possibly some things that I could eliminate from my regular grocery list. The Juva Tone I would start taking once I've been doing a little bit of these other things with the cleansing trio and the Juva Power. I would begin taking that. That's when you have to work. You kind of have to work with your own body. If you muscle test, you know someone that muscle tests, you can work with some of that to kind of know what kind of dosage. You can look at the instructions on the bottle for some guidance on that. And then your Juva Cleanse. You might check some of the oil-dash testimonials and see if there's anything out there on what people have done with the Juva Cleanse. But that's anywhere from 6 to 10 to 15 drops in a capsule taken daily. Sometimes it's taken a couple times a day or three times a day. Again, it depends on how serious you are, how committed you are to doing this. There's a lot of range of what you can do and how you use these. And then the Juva Flex, as I mentioned earlier, is a really good one just to rub on your liver and really support that liver and strengthening and cleansing that liver.
Jill, can I throw in one more comment before we leave?
Please, Sue. I'm sure you have something good to add. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The Leadum is an oil that is supposed to be, research has indicated that this oil may contain more anti-cancerous and anti-tumoral properties than frankincense. So it's Leadum.
Okay, Leadum. Well, that
is good for liver cleanses too.
Absolutely. It's in the Juva Cleanse. It's one of the oils in the Juva Cleanse. So it's interesting that you bring that up. Yes.
Yeah, good for skin stuff. I have to leave you, but I'm I will talk to you again.
Great. Thanks, Sue. Thanks for your contribution.
Thank you, Sue.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
So did that help, Julie?
Yes, indeed. And what would you feel or see or know to recognize that your liver is getting cleaner?
Ooh,
yeah, it's that is, there's a couple of answers to that. One, you could do some testing, diagnostic testing, if you have access to that and you don't have the funds to cover that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's in the medical world that I wouldn't be able to speak on. That's not my area. And then you also can you can work with muscle testing, and you can work with just your own trusting your body. You can pray on it, talk to God about it, and just even notice, you know, you may have some changes in how you feel. You may feel you've got some more energy once you've gone through all this. You may feel you're sleeping better. You know, it can be things like that. It can be many things.
Just wondered if anyone had gone through this and had a particular, you know, I feel so much better, or I have more energy, or you just don't know any, you can't physically tell any difference without doing some blood work. So I didn't know.
Right. No, it's a great question. And it really varies person to person, Julie, too, because I've done these cleanses and I've led a pretty disciplined lifestyle for a number of years. So when I do these cleanses, typically there's not a big difference for me because I'm already feeling really, really good. And so, I don't necessarily feel better because I'm already feeling good kind of thing. But, you know, it just varies. It varies with people.
Okay. Very good.
Great.
Thank you.
Good questions.
Yeah, that's the one thing I haven't ever done any kind of a cleanse other than, you know, I take Essential Dime and I use Ninja Red pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
those are probably good to have, but not going to be a liver cleansing product.
Say that last part again.
Oh, I said they're probably not a specific liver cleanse, the Ninja Red and the Essential Zyme that I take regularly.
Right. You're exactly right. I mean, you're getting some detoxifying, gentle detoxifying with those products, but it's not specific to your liver. That's correct.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have a question or comment?
Well, this is Faye, and I came on a little late because I was cleaning my freezer when my daughter called and told me. But who else is on besides Julie, Jill, and Sue? It said six
Susan.
People when I came on.
Susan.
Oh, okay.
And Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, Faye, we have people who just come on and they just listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I had a question for you, Jill.
Okay.
I have somebody that might be interested in, becoming a distributor, and I wanted
okay.
to know if you could research and get back with me on whether it would be better to put it under one of my daughter's legs
okay.
or, you know, under me or what.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll be something that we can do one-on-one.
Right.
Right.
That's
and I can... I'm going to make a note to give you a call tomorrow, and we can
well,
go over that.
I will be at work tomorrow. Yeah, I'll work
oh,
during
will?
The day.
Okay. We'll have to do an email. We'll set up a time, okay?
All right. Yeah, because I'll be at Flora's class tomorrow night.
Oh, wonderful. That's good. Yeah,
on
so
Monday
we'll
night.
Email
yeah.
back and forth, okay, and then we'll set up a time. It may even be my assistant that emails you to set up a time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, but thank you. Thanks for your question. That's a good question. And if there's anyone on the line that is curious of what Faye was speaking about, just in terms of what it looks like as we're building our own Young Living business, I'm happy to speak on that a little bit. If anyone says, yeah, I'd like to hear a little more about that.
I would like to hear a little more about that.
Okay. So Faye is a fairly recent new Young Living member. And she's choosing to build a Young Living business. And she's asking for help in strategically structuring her business. Is the
mainly for my daughters.
For your daughters. Okay.
Right. They need the income because they're both stay-at-home moms.
Okay. So you're choosing to build some business under them. Is that correct, Faye?
I'm trying to see what the best way to do, yes.
Okay.
If I sign this lady up, who's a nurse that I work with, how can I benefit, you know, them and,
right.
you know, myself. It might benefit them better if it's under me. I don't know.
No,
I'm under them.
Well, you're already a member and they're not yet, correct?
Right, but I'm under my daughters. And I don't know whether it would be better to put this new lady under them or under me, and would that benefit them better to be under me or what?
What are your daughters' names, Faye?
Tina Woodard and Melinda Bogard.
You know what, Faye, I apologize. I was mixing you up with somebody else. I apologize. It just clicked for me who I was talking to. I totally had you. Yeah, I had you switched with somebody else. My apologies. Now I know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
Okay.
Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah, I know. I know you, Faye. I drew a blank. Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Tina and Melinda and you are all together in one organization, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And Melinda sponsored you and Tina sponsored Melinda, correct?
Right. And Flora sponsored Tina and then
Tina.
Sue
Tina.
And you and up the road.
Right. Right. Okay. So your question then, now that I'm understanding it better, your question is what specifically?
Okay. I know you have to have two strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that works, whether this lady ought to be signed up under one of my daughters to help their legs or under me or what.
I see what you're asking. Okay. Well, okay, now I do have the answer for that. So just to help everyone who's listening, if your daughter Tina sponsored your daughter Melinda and your daughter Melinda sponsored you, you all are in one leg, right?
I don't know.
You are.
I think so. All right.
No, you are. So.
All right.
So just so that everybody understands it, okay? Your daughter Tina sponsored Melinda. Melinda sponsored you. You are all in one leg, okay?
All right. So we want another leg, right?
Well, Tina is choosing to have another leg. Melinda gets to start building another leg because she's got you as one, okay?
Yeah.
And then you can build legs under you. All of that will support your daughters. Anything that you do, Faye, will support your daughters, okay?
But if I put this other lady under one of them, wouldn't that benefit them more to have two legs?
If you put the lady under Melinda, for example, it would benefit Melinda and Tina, but it wouldn't benefit you.
That's
if
all
you put the no, but listen, if you put the lady under you, it would benefit you, Melinda, and Tina.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Right. So to me, what would make the most sense would be to put it under you so that all three of you benefit rather than just two of you. You follow that?
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, yeah.
Do you have this meeting every Sunday night?
Yes, we do.
At 5 o'clock?
Yes. Sometimes 4, sometimes 5. It just depends on my schedule.
Okay. All right.
Yes, but great question, Faye. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Rose, are you there?
I am.
Okay. We had some really good questions on products today, and then this last one about the business, and it looks like we're getting close to the top of the hour, so I just thought I would connect back with you and take a look at where we're at.
No, I think this was absolutely wonderful, and you know, answering product questions can help people a lot, so that's huge. What I would like to do, Jill, is I would like to send you a link to this recording. And you could put the 5 little points that we put together into the email that you'll be sending out to everyone. Do you think that would be a good thing to do?
You all think that would be helpful if we sent that to you?
Yes, because I missed the first part. This is Faye talking.
Okay, great. Okay. And all of you that are on the call that would like the link for the recording and would like the points that we've talked about, if you'll send me an email, a quick email, and just say yes, then we'll make sure that you get a copy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Faye?
Faye?
Yes.
This is Susan Patrick. Tell everybody hello tomorrow night.
All right,
okay.
I sure will.
Okay.
See All right. Well, thank you, Susan. Now, are you? Okay. Do you go by Sue or Susan?
Susan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's just so rough for me to get to that my class anymore because they changed my work hours, and I don't get into town till 6 o'clock. But we're having Lou over there tomorrow night, and we'll really try to get there.
Oh, I haven't gotten the email, but I'm busy on Monday nights.
But
tell them I said hello.
I sure will, Susan.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Excuse
okay,
me?
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so Rose, do we need to close up the call now?
I do believe so, I'm going to do that.
Thank you.
Okay.